33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Tension between state and local government seems to have been baked into nearly every decision about COVID-19 in Texas. When cities ordered residents to wear masks last spring, the state reversed those rules only to enact its own mask mandate months later. When the state started to reopen Texas for business, some local officials protested, saying it was too soon. It hasn't always been clear who actually calls the shots in the Lone Star State when it comes to the massive public health crisis. Texas Standard's digital producer, reporter Caroline Covington, wanted to look at that tension, especially as we head into the upcoming legislative session, and she has a new project out today on texasstandard.org. Caroline, welcome. Tell us what your goal was for this project.
Hi, yeah. So I noticed early on in the pandemic that there was this tension between state and local authorities. And we know that's not new in Texas, but I thought it was interesting how much it was playing a role in how we manage the pandemic. Not long ago, you may remember that Republicans seemed to be adamant that local power was king, and that hasn't totally been true with COVID-19. The state has actually stepped in quite a bit, and there's been this push-pull between state and local authority that's led to this uneasy patchwork of decisions.
So how'd you go about trying to show this tension between state and local power graphically,
Yeah, so we have a large network of public radio producers and reporters in Texas, and I reached out to 14 of them. I also reached out to one reporter, Julia Wallace, at the Laredo Morning Times. I asked them what they thought were the top five government decisions affecting their area through the summer. I also asked them who made that decision. Was it a state or a local official?
Okay.
Then I, so then I put all those decisions together into a timeline, and you can go look at that online. There's also a map. Yeah, and there's also a map that shows each of these areas where the decisions were made. So you can look at your area to see whether it was local or state decision making or a mix of both that's affected how COVID's been managed. It's not really a scientific analysis, I would say, but I asked the people who were on the ground reporting the pandemic from the beginning, and they told me what stood out to them.
Well, on behalf of listeners, let me ask, what did you find?
Yeah, so a lot of them had similar responses. They talked about the mask mandate, the state reopening for business, but some had answers that were really unique to their area, like Julia Wallace in Laredo, who I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that Laredo was the first city in the country to enact its own mask mandate on April 1st. Here's what Julia had to say.
City Council was like, there's going to be a fine of up to $1,000. One of the council members even said, like, because there was concern about, like, you know, these are tough economic times. We don't want to, like, charge people $1,000 if they can't even put food on their table. And one of the council members said, literally, I'd rather bury them in debt than bury them in a coffin. This was very much like life or death. And they were really trying to keep it under control.
I know you also spoke with a reporter in Amarillo, one of the state's hotspots right now. Who'd you talk with? What did she tell you?
Yeah, I spoke with Angie Hafley. She is the sole reporter for the Amarillo Bureau of High Plains Public Radio. Her city came into focus when so many people working in meatpacking plants up there were getting sick with COVID-19. Right. And several people died there last spring. Here's what she told me about city decision makers managing COVID at that time.
They kind of followed the leader a little bit. Like this, that there wasn't, from the times I watched the meetings, there wasn't any pushback from anyone. But in terms of the meatpacking plants, when President Trump categorized them as essential, Mayor Nelson was completely on board with that.
Very interesting. Since our time is limited, I'm curious, what are you hoping that listeners will take away from this online project?
Yeah, so I want people to be able to hold their leaders accountable for these decisions. So looking at them over time, I think, on the timeline especially, it gives them a peek into whether the leaders are doing the best for their communities. In some ways, managing COVID has been an experiment, and that's a problem. Over 20,000 people have died here so far, and Texas has the largest total number of cases anywhere in the country. We recently surpassed 1 million. So I don't know if the answer is whether state or local authority is best, but this is meant to be a visual representation of this back and forth between the two that all of us have experienced since March. And it could be a tool for leaders to use as they go about, you know, finding ways to manage emergencies in the future. So I want this to be a tool for them and also a tool for regular people so they can start paying attention to that state versus local power dynamic.
Well, I think if you are an official, a government official, or an everyday listener, you're going to find a lot of information in this new graphical representation. Very enlightening indeed. It's over at texasstandard.org. Caroline Covington has put it together for you, and we encourage you to visit her there. Caroline, thanks so much, and congratulations on the project.
Thanks, David.